Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Imagine golfers listen because we speak their language. It's something we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Golf equipment, golf travel, golf instruction, plus the biggest names and stars in the game happen right here every Sunday on Tee to Green. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCozis in Master Control, and we've got another big show for you today. We're going to get mental on you. So much of golf is all about what goes on between the ears, talking about the mindset, thinking positive, finding the zone, building confidence, controlling your emotions. Boy, there's a lot to deal with, and sometimes you need a little bit of help. Well, that's where Paul Salter comes in. Paul is a golf hypnotherapist, helping golfers battle emotional hazards and shoot lower scores using hypnosis. Paul Salter also has a podcast, and he's here today on Tee to Green to talk about all of that. And that's just part of the show we have for you. Later in the hour, the countdown to the Ryder Cup is on. The American and European teams are set, and everyone's gearing up for the biggest event in golf at Bethpage later this month. Good news is we have a Ryder Cup preview later in the show coming your way today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com, and you can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on American Forces Network. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. We are teeing it up and talking golf next with the golf hypnotherapist, Paul Salter, here today on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's Destination Listening for dedicated golfers, and we are back once again with another edition of The Golf Show. Welcome back to and welcome into Tee to Green. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie, and Master Control, the Duke, Robert DeCosa. And a fun show and an interesting show all set for you today. First, let's say hello to Debbie O'Connell. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. I am absolutely fabulous. Hey, football season starting, great tennis matches that we've been able to see, the finals today, lots of wonderful sports, and of course, there's always golf.
Yeah. I know you've been busy. I've been pretty busy this past week, but it's nice just to sit down and talk a little golf. And we've got something different for our listeners on the show today. We've talked a lot on Tee to Green here, you and I have, and of course, part of what you do with Live Positive and Golf Positive is talk about the mental game of golf and how important it is. But this is a first. We've got a golf hypnotist joining us on the show today. How about that?
Yeah, Paul is an amazing hypnotherapist, and I'm excited for everyone to hear from him about how our brain works and how the unconscious mind, the subconscious, will support you with a shift to help you get out of your own way on the golf course. He's incredible at what he does. He not only supports golfers to achieve their goals and score lower, and he helps poker players. So if you happen to be a golfer and a poker player, this show, you don't want to miss it. Buckle up, because you're going to learn a lot from Paul today.
Exactly. Whether you're a weekend warrior, you're a competitive amateur, or a competitor seeking a trophy or getting your pro card, the golf mental game, you have to control the golf mental game to help you play better golf without changing your swing. Paul Salter is also the host of the Scratch Golfer's Mindset, the podcast to help you get unstuck and out of your own way so that playing to your potential becomes a habit both on and off the course. We're so thrilled to have the golf hypnotherapist Paul Salter join us today here on Tee to Green. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Jay, Debbie, thank you so much for having me. I'm fantastic.
Yeah, I know Debbie was on your show just a little over a month ago, the Scratch Golfer's Mindset. So there's so much to talk about. Let's jump right into it. First, tell us a little bit about yourself and how this all came to be for you.
Absolutely. So I am a mindset and performance coach, and I use hypnosis to help my clients dismantle the patterns of thinking, feeling, believing, and behaving that are keeping them stuck in the perpetual cycle of two steps forward and three steps back. Now, with that said, my journey is quite unique in that from a young age, I was a multi-sport athlete. But if you can imagine at 16 years old being about 5'3", 110 pounds, you are significantly smaller and therefore likely slower than most of your peers. So I am a very scrappy, competitive individual and was very curious about finding every competitive edge I could to keep up with those peers who were bigger, stronger, faster. And fortunately, my mom turned me on to the power of healthy eating. I fell in love with the weight room. But I also grew up during a fascinating time when Roger Federer, Michael Jordan, and later Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods were just dominating their respective sports. And it always fascinated me that they could spend more or less the same number of hours training, but be significantly better at their respective crafts. And that's what really planted the seed to get curious around this thing that lies between our ears, the branches of performance and sports psychology. And I took that and I spun that into a career as a sports dietitian, working very closely with collegiate, professional, and Olympic athletes. But the big kicker here is that despite being a dietitian, I didn't talk about food. I didn't talk about nutrition. I knew that my clients didn't have a lack of information problem. Google helped solve that. They had a mindset problem. There were these unconscious patterns derailing their weight loss success. And after doing that for about 10 years, I always had this irrepressible passion for the game of poker. And I kind of gave myself a now or never moment. It's either stop fantasizing about this or go all in on this goal. So I decided to go all in on playing poker professionally. And about 6 months into that journey, I felt I was doing all of the right things. I had the coaches. I'm out studying. I'm out working everybody. But it felt like I was just lighting money on fire. So rather than giving up on this dream, I hired a mindset coach. She happened to be a hypnotherapist. And in a very short amount of time, I suddenly found myself playing for significantly higher stakes, earning significantly more money than I ever imagined. But most importantly, the impact she had on me as an individual was so profound. I walked away from poker. I walked away from the nutrition coaching aspect of my business. I dove headfirst into hypnotherapy, got my credentials, doubled down on mindset and performance coaching, and I haven't looked back since.
Paul, what an incredible story. I love all the passion. Hey, would you share with us some of the mindset shifts you made in poker that not only changed your poker success, but also shifted you as an individual?
Absolutely. So one of my biggest blocks was my relationship with money. I had a very fear-based scarcity mentality, and there was literally a turning point with a single hand where I was playing, and the pot was over a five-figure threshold that to me at the time meant life-changing money. And if you run all the odds and the mathematics and the analytics on the hand, my decision in that moment was an easy no-brainer to put all of my chips in the middle and walk away that night with a life-changing amount of money. But instead, I was so stuck, paralyzed in this state of fear and inaction because I didn't want to risk the little money I had already earned. And I folded that hand, and I ended up would have won the hand had I made that call. And the pain and the regret and the anger and disappointment I felt was just so strong because this pattern of fear of loss was actually costing me money, and it was costing me opportunities away from the poker table as well.
Oh my God, it's the same as golf, isn't it? I'm sorry, Jay. I just wanted to follow up with that, with the fear. Explain how you have coached some golfers who've had the same type fears come up in golf that have paralyzed them with a club in their hand or a putter in their hand or the driver in their hand as they approach a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. What I love about, you know, the best of the best, and we see this in every industry and every level of success is, you know, when that golfer is standing on the 18th tee box or maybe the 18th green and they have an opportunity to win the match or shoot their lifetime low, what's happening underneath the surface is actually more of a fear of success. Because when they shoot the lifetime low, when they win the match, the club championship, their first PGA Tour victory, suddenly it's an identity shift. And you know as well as I do, you know, our identity is encompassing of our beliefs, our behaviors, what we feel we deserve, desire, and are worthy of. And if we suddenly have this new level of success, it's so foreign to our old or current identity that our subconscious views it as a threat. So it finds all these sneaky ways to sabotage ourselves. It's the tension in our hands, gripping the driver a little too strong with our heart racing. It's feeling like we have no control over the putter face when we're trying to make that putt to set the record or to win that match. And that fear, that big, powerful emotion, shows up physically as tension, tightness, heaviness, stiffness, and ultimately leads to us getting in our own way, hitting a poor stroke, and experiencing that same outcome that just comes up just short of our potential.
And Paul, that goes whether or not you're trying to win the Masters or it's just you and I or Debbie out on a Saturday afternoon trying to par the 14th hole at our favorite golf course, right?
Absolutely. And think about this. If you have your usual playing group and suddenly you start performing better and better, you start to stand out. And as silly as it sounds, you know, we're wired to belong, to fit in, to be accepted. And if we start standing out, we risk resentment, envy, abandonment from our group. So we play small, we get timid, and we make these silly mistakes to keep us in this regular scoring zone.
Uh-huh. We've got Paul Salter with us today, the golf hypnotherapist, host of the Scratch Golfer's Mindset. Paul is going to do a couple of segments with us, so we'll take a break here. We'll come back and pick it up on the other side with Paul Salter, the golf mindset, today here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, every week for everyone interested in golf. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and if you're interested in golf, you know you want to shoot lower scores, but that's easier said than done. You've got the equipment. You've taken expensive golf lessons, but still your scores aren't coming down like you'd expect them to. Well, maybe you need to work on your mindset a little bit, and that's what we're doing on Tee to Green today with Paul Salter. He is known as the golf hypnotherapist, high-performance hypnotherapist and mindset coach. He's the host of the Scratch Golfer's Mindset, and Paul, if Debbie or I, or when anyone comes to you and says, help us out, we want to shoot lower scores, we want to control our emotions while we're playing the game of golf, where do you start with people? What do you do in terms of making things happen in a positive way for them?
So I like to say that I have a doctorate's degree in asking questions, because I need you, if you're coming to me, to first and foremost be clear on two points. Number one, why are you really coming to me? And we can kind of segue that into two parts. Number one, where and how do you feel stuck? And number two, what is it you ultimately want? So what I mean by that, as an example, you're telling me you want to shoot lower scores. How low do you want to go? Where are those lower scores taking you? Do you just want to beat your friends? Do you want to win the club championship, the member? Do you want to win a mini tour event, an amateur event, a PGA tour event? So we need clarity, and we need honesty around what it is you want. And I'll tell you what, most people are either unclear on what they really want, or they're afraid to admit what they want. I can't tell you how many golfers I work with who give me a response to the question, what's the ultimate goal? They just want to make the tour. And I call BS on that. I'm like, that's it? That's all you really want? You want to put in all this work just to get your card? Or do you want to win on tour? Do you want to win a major, win multiple majors? So that's really important. And then number two, where are you getting in your own way? How are you stuck? Where do you feel pressure, anxiety, fear, anger, regret, shame, disappointment? And that allows us to have an open, honest, vulnerable conversation. And from there, we can start understanding and uncovering where, when, how, and why did you learn one of these destructive patterns of feeling, believing, and behaving that are keeping you stuck.
Paul, that is so brilliant. You know, so many times you go to coaches and they tell you what to do before they really know what you want to do. And asking questions are key for any coach and teacher, in my opinion as well. Is there any advice? We have a lot of golfers listening to the show, obviously. Is there any advice you can give without going into a deep session with you, like some tips they can use on the golf course that will help them? Say someone has the putting or chipping yips, something that gives them understanding of maybe what's in the way or what's happening without knowing them, kind of very general, and how they could possibly implement something today when they go to play to help them putt and chip better.
Absolutely. So really a two-pronged approach here. And this one, I'm going to put a little disclaimer for all the men listening, because stereotypically, I'm going to make a generalization, us men are a bit more emotionally constipated, numb, avoidant. We like to suppress our emotions. And the reason I'm leading with that is, my first actionable takeaway for you listening is, if you know a certain aspect of your game is where you struggle, putting on the green, having driver out on the tee box, start paying attention to not only what emotion you think is present, you know, nerves, anxiety, fear, anger, but where and how that emotion shows up in your body. So what I mean that by that, for example, is stress manifesting as tightness in your chest? is anxiety showing up as that butterfly-like feeling or nauseous feeling in your stomach. The reason that is so important is, first and foremost, emotion literally means energy in motion. So when you can start to identify, oh, when I am stressed out, I have difficulty breathing, there's tension in my chest, or when I'm anxious or nervous, I have butterflies in my stomach, well, now you have that awareness, and you start to strengthen this mind-body awareness, which presents an opportunity to be proactive in getting ahead. That way, the moment a little bit of those butterflies or a little bit of that tightness starts to begin, now you can reach into your toolkit and apply a fast-acting strategy to reground, come back to the present moment, and take back control of your breath. So building off of that, I'm a big fan and advocate of breath work. It is a tool that is always available, and in a very short amount of time, you can drastically lower your heart rate, you can reconnect to the present moment, and ground yourself. So I'm a big fan of what's known as the physiological sigh, a very deep inhale through the nose and a loud, audible exhale through the mouth. A couple of those forces you in the present moment. It sends a strong signal to your nervous system, hey, you're safe, chill out, let go, relax, and it allows you to get back into that physiological and emotional state you need to go hit a great shot.
I like that. Yeah, that's a great tip, great thing to remember. Do you find, Paul, that one of the things you mentioned and I mentioned in the introduction is playing to your potential so that it becomes a habit both on and off the course? Do you find that if you're doing it off the course, it's easier to do it on the course?
With regards to the breath work, just to clarify?
With regard to just about everything, not just the breath work.
Ah, yeah, great question. So, yeah, and Debbie is a big advocate of, I think, more or less this exact phrase, but you bring your whole self to the course. Like, I wish I could compartmentalize my entire identity for golf Paul versus at-home Paul. Life just doesn't work that way. So I like to say that golf is just a mirror of our own personal development journey. And if you're struggling with fear, anxiety, performance under pressure on the course, those same fears and anxieties are showing up off the course. So it's really the deep work that you're doing on yourself away from the course that becomes the necessity, the prerequisite to then unleash and unlock your potential on the course. They go hand in hand. You can't separate them.
And Paul, what have been some of your biggest successes you've seen in your students?
You know,
or clients, I guess they are.
Yeah, clients is what I like to say. There's a lot of great ones to share, but I think the one that stands out to me most is actually in a poker client because of just how emotional he was during our journey together. So the long story short is I was working with a professional poker player, and if you know anything about tournament poker, you don't start making the money until about 10% of the field is left. But you don't make any real money until the top 1 or 2%. So if there's 1,000 people entered in a tournament, maybe 100 make the money, but really the top 10 to 12 are actually getting some decent, significant return on their investment. Well, we noticed a pattern early on, which is why he came to me. Every time he got close to the money or close to the big money, he would absolutely implode. And what I mean by that is he would make these reckless, emotionally charged, rash decisions, and a couple hours later when he's analyzing his hand, it was like, what in the world was I thinking? I knew the obvious play. Why did I make such a silly decision and ultimately a dumb, costly mistake? Well, what we were able to unpack through our work together was my client had an absolute drunk of a father. He was a raging alcoholic. He was not present in my client's life for the first 7 years. But around the age of 7, he started to come back into my client's life. And he would pick my client up from school, take him back to his apartment, and he taught my client, the 7-year-old boy, how to play the game of chess. And my client, you know, adored spending this time with his father. Finally, his father's back in his life. You know, most young boys idolize and really admire their fathers. But after a couple of weeks, again, my 7-year-old client who's 7 years old at the time, he starts beating his dad. And suddenly his dad can't beat the little boy in chess. And as a result, within a short time frame, his dad left again. And it wasn't until he was 15 that he saw his dad once more. But what that little boy began to internalize was a deep fear of success. It's not safe to win. It's not safe because dad left when I started winning, when I started having success. And we saw it play out in his poker performance. Every time he got close to success, close to winning more money, he imploded. But once we were able to go back and unlearn the irrational belief that had been formed, do the necessary healing work for that young boy, suddenly my client is making final table after final table, winning tournaments, earning significantly more money because he had let go of that pattern of believing and ultimately behaving that was not serving him.
Just a sample of what you get on the Scratch Golfers Mindset Podcast with Paul Salter, our guest, the golf hypnotherapist. Paul, thanks so much for joining us and bringing a really interesting angle to Tee to Green today. And come back and visit with us again sometime soon.
Thank you both for having me. What a treat.
Thank you, Paul.
The Scratch Golfers Mindset with us today on Tee to Green. Be right back.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
your top source for golf news and golf entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. It's T. DeGrain. It's The Golf Show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We had to cut Debbie loose. She's got some things she needs to take care of today, so I'm just going to go ahead and take the rest of the show from here. But our thanks to Paul Salter for joining us. And if you want more information or if you want to check out his podcast, The Scratch Golfer's Mindset, just go ahead and Google. You can Google Paul Salter Golf. That's Paul Salter, S-A-L-T-E-R. Or you can Google The Scratch Golfer's Mindset to find out more information about that podcast. The podcast started last year, 2024, and they're up around some 100 episodes right now. If you want to find out more information about Paul, the golf hypnotherapist, and the Scratch Golfer's Mindset, the podcast that he does. Hey, before we get to our Ryder Cup preview, how about a reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine? If you're tired of paying too much for golf, well, you need to check out the Green Saver. The Green Saver, helping Colorado golfers save money for 26 years, good all year. The Green Saver keeps you golfing without breaking the bank. You can redeem at golf course and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada and save with 2-for-1s, half off, other discounted green fees. The 2025 Green Saver, now yours at a special late summer discount price of $29. 29 bucks down, marked down from 54. 29 for the Green Saver coupon book, 29 for the mobile, which you can put on your phone, and for the two combined, the book and the mobile, just $49. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. The Green Saver, your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top courses and indoor facilities throughout the states of Colorado and Nevada. GreensaverGolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. The Ryder Cup, 2025 Ryder Cup, just around the corner. It is set for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 26th, 27th, and 28th at Betts Plage back on Long Island in New York. The format, of course, it's the best American golfers versus the best European golfers. And 3 days of play, it's all match play. Friday, it's four foursomes, alternate shot play, and four four-ball matches, better ball play. Same format for Saturday, four foursomes and four four-ball matches. Then on Sunday, 12 singles matches. You need to get 28 points to win it. 14.5 will win it outright if each team splits, ties, and gets 14 points. The team that won the cup the last time around will retain it. So Europe won the last time around. 2 years ago, they played in Italy, and the Europeans kind of ran away with it, beating the U.S. team 16.5 to 11.5. So if there's a tie this year, Europe will retain the cup. The U.S. needs 14.5 points out of the 28 available over 3 days of match play to take the cup back from the Europeans. And the particulars get down to this. The U.S. team is captained by Keegan Bradley. First time around for Bradley, 39 years old, the youngest American team captain since Arnold Palmer back in 1963. His vice captains, there are five. I can remember just a few years ago when the Ryder Cup captain had like just a couple of vice captains, but now there are five vice captains for each side, Team Europe and Team USA. The American vice captains, Jim Furyk, Brent Snitker, Webb Simpson, Kevin Kisner, and Gary Woodland. The players on the U.S. team, these guys earn their way on by accumulating points through the regular season play. And no surprise, the top point getter for the U.S. squad, the number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler. In fact, how good was Scottie Scheffler this year? He clinched a spot on the Ryder Cup team by amassing enough points back in June. That was a no-brainer. You know, Scottie Scheffler playing in his third Ryder Cup. He's played seven matches, and his record in the Ryder Cup is really not that outstanding. He's 2-2-3 going into this year's Ryder Cup. Oh, we've got Debbie back with us right now. Robert's telling me that Debbie is back on with us. Hey, Deb, you there?
Yes, Jay. You know, when I heard you were talking about the Ryder Cup and it was just you on, I was like, you know what, I'll change my schedule. I wanted to stay on and talk about this amazing event coming up with you. And, you know, Scottie's going to be a key to America. And you're right, his schedule, his record in PGA Tour events and majors is much better than it is on the Ryder Cup in general, right? When you look at him and how he comes through and how well he plays. But I do think he's going to play even better this year than he ever has in the Ryder Cup. What are your thoughts on Scottie?
I think so, too. He's only 2-2-3 in seven Ryder Cup matches, but I don't think we've seen the best of Scottie Scheffler in the Ryder Cup yet. We hope it starts in just a few weeks at Bethpage. Also on the American squad, by way of amassing enough points, J.J. Spahn, the U.S. Open champion, he is a Ryder Cup rookie. Russell Henley, another Ryder Cup rookie. Xander Schauffele playing in his third Ryder Cup. Harris English, his second Ryder Cup. And Bryson DeChambeau also playing in his third Ryder Cup. The captain's picks for Keegan Bradley were Justin Thomas, fourth Ryder Cup, and 13 matches. He's the most experienced of the U.S. players with a Ryder Cup record of 7-4-2, 3-0. In singles matches is Justin Thomas. He'll be joined by Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, a Ryder Cup rookie, Cam Young, another Ryder Cup rookie, Patrick Cantlay, his fourth Ryder Cup, and Sam Burns playing in his third Ryder Cup. So the U.S. has a little a blend of some experience in guys like DeChambeau and Thomas, and then they have four rookies, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. What are your thoughts?
Well, you never know on the rookies because they can bring this innocence to it, this young energy, right, of not knowing, you know, the emotion of it until they get there,
uh-huh.
Which could be, this is fun and exciting, you know, or it could hit them really hard, right? And it could be, you know, overwhelming in a sense. But I know the veterans on the team are always there to support them. What were your thoughts on the captain's picks? I mean, when you look at it, Sam Burns, on the Ryder Cup points, was number 16. Cameron Young was number 14 on the Ryder Cup points. When you look at it, Keegan Bradley, the captain, was number 11 on Ryder Cup points and the number 8 best American in world rankings in golf. I was thinking he'd pick himself. I was kind of hopeful he would pick himself. So I was a little bit disappointed. What were your thoughts on Keegan's captain's picks?
We talked about this on the show a few weeks back. I really expressed a lot of doubt as to whether, nothing against Keegan Bradley, but to whether any captain any time these days, because of the magnitude and how big the Ryder Cup has gotten, if a playing captain is really a practical or feasible way to go with it. And I feel bad for Keegan because he played well enough to earn the spot. It wouldn't have been like he was, you know, bending or taking the opportunity away from somebody else. He definitely did earn a spot if he would have named himself to the squad, but he didn't. He went. I liked most of his picks. He went with some veteran guys because the guys that earned their way via the points system. Scheffler, Schauffele, Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau really haven't played a lot of Ryder Cup. Henley and Spahn are rookies, so he needed and got guys like Justin Thomas playing a bunch of Ryder Cups. along with Colin Morikawa and Patrick Cantlay. So if you look at the entire U.S. team, only three guys have winning records in Ryder Cup play. Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, and Patrick Cantlay have winning records. So I think he did a pretty good job with his captain's picks of getting some veteran guys, some experience out there, and some guys with winning records.
Yeah, the other place he did a good job is his vice captains in Webb Simpson, Brant Snedeker, Kevin Kisner, Jim Furyk. A lot of experience in Jim Furyk,
yeah.
Right? As not only a player and a captain, and then of course Gary Woodland, who brings a great level of maturity and experience to the game and being the vice captain. So I'm really excited for his team in terms of captains and vice captains, and for the event and the venue at Bethpage. Black will also be incredible. They've made some changes. They have this, you know, this huge grandstand around number 1 and around 18, which is incredible. They've even shortened the hole so they can have even more seating, which will make it interesting. We got to talk with Kelly Brook, who basically manages everything out there at Bethpage, about that last week, and she said it will make it, you know, possibly a lot of, you know, maybe even eagles on that first hole because it makes that hole so much shorter. So it will be fun to watch for sure.
And if you look at Team Europe, you're talking about experience here. Luke Donald is a captain. He was the captain 2 years ago when the Europeans won in Italy. And all of his vice captains are back. Thomas Dorn, Eduardo Molinari, Francesco Molinari, Alex Noren, and Jose Maria Olazabal. They're all back. They were the same vice captains they had 2 years ago. And then he's got guys like Rory McIlroy playing in his 8th Ryder Cup, 33 matches, his record 16-13-4. Tommy Fleetwood, who just won the Tour Championship. Justin Rose is on the European team again this year. His 7th Ryder Cup, 26 matches. His record in those 26 matches, 14-9-3. Also some big names like Shane Lowry, Victor Hovland, Matt Fitzpatrick, and John Rahm on the European team. So Luke Donald has a really veteran team that he'll be bringing to Bethpage in just a few weeks.
I tell you what, it is going to be exciting. I think it's going to be close. And the mental game, as we talked about with Paul earlier, is going to be the key to all of this. And, you know, that's, I think, what makes it so much fun for the fans. When it's close, and someone has to come through with a big shot in the biggest moment, representing their country. It's just incredible.
Yeah, the first 2 days, of course, the foursome matches, and then on Sunday, 12 singles. And what a showdown that should be at Bethpage on Sunday. And like, I'm with you, Deb. I hope it's close and comes down to the last shot of the last match. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, and we'll be there. We're going to have the show live from the Ryder Cup when we are there at the end of September, the last Sunday in September. So tune in for that show for sure.
Amen. Well, thanks for sticking around. We've got one more segment to come. We'll take a break here, and we're back with more of Tee to Green right after this.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green. Not done yet. Time to look at what's happening in golf this weekend. Not a lot going on. There is a big tournament overseas on the European Tour, the Irish Open. They're playing at the K Club. And a four-way tie for the lead about halfway through the final round there. They're playing on the Golf Channel as we speak. Rory McIlroy tuning up for the Ryder Cup, started the day four shots out of the lead, while he's now locked in a four-way tie for the lead at the Irish Open at the K Club on the European Tour. No PGA Tour action this week. They start the new season. The screwy wraparound season thing starts next week on the PGA Tour. Ladies are off this week. They're back in action next week as well. The Tour Champions taking place this weekend in St. Louis, Norwood Hills Country Club, the Stiefel Charity Classic. And there's a two-way tie for the lead heading into the final round at that one today. Stuart Sink and Alex Chayka both tied at 9-under par, holding down first place on the leaderboard right now. A shot back, Paul Stankowski and Thomas Bjorn, they are both at 8-under par, and then a shot behind them at 7-under par, two off the lead is Tim O'Neill, 7-under par. Sink and Chayka leading the way 9-under in St. Louis on the Tour Champions this week. On the Golf Channel later today as well, if you're interested in and around all the football on this first week of play in the National Football League on this first Sunday of play in the NFL. Our thanks to Paul Salter, the golf hypnotherapist, for joining us today. Don't miss his podcast, The Scratch Golfer's Mindset, and we'll get Paul back on with Tee to Green sometime later to continue the great discussion we had with him today on the mindset of golf. And that's going to do it. Our thanks to Robert DeCosi in Master Control. Thanks to Debbie O'Connell as usual. I'm Jay Ritchie. We'll see you back here next week. In the meantime, get out, play some golf, play great, and hit them long and hit them straight.
Sports Shorts. I'm Artie Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England, with four locations, Seekonk, Burlington, Boston, and Westboro, Massachusetts. It's September sales days now at Herb Chambers Honda of New England. Well, college football Friday night, do you think Wisconsin will take the Northern Illinois Huskies out of the Mid-American Conference lightly? Think again. The Badgers, who will play Notre Dame next year at Lambeau Field, only have to look at the film of Notre Dame-Northern Illinois last year in South Bend to see why they better not take the Huskies lightly. I don't expect they will. Baseball-wise, we get ready for a big weekend in New York as the Toronto Blue Jays will collide with the Yankees in the Bronx. Meantime, the Red Sox, running in third place right now by percentage points behind Toronto and New York, will go to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks without their star standout rookie, Roman Anthony, who is out 4 to 6, possibly 8 weeks in the balance of the regular season and the postseason should the Red Sox qualify, with a strained oblique muscle. Very, very hard for that to heal. And so it'll be very interesting to see how that ultimately shakes out for the Old Town team in Boston. NFL football on Friday night, it'll be the LA Chargers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of people are not mistaken to think perhaps it's the Chargers and head coach Jim Harbaugh who posed the most serious threat to the Kansas City Chiefs stranglehold on the AFC West for the last 10 plus seasons. Friday night, we'll start to learn more about both the Chargers and Kansas City, as this will be the second regular season in week one of the National Football League. Sports Shorts, presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England, with four locations, Westboro, Seekonk, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Sales days, September sales days, going on right now at Herb Chambers Honda of New England. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Shorts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. American premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. College football week two is here, and the goal is not to overreact to week one results. We lost our pick last week with Texas. Let's get back on the saddle for week two. We head to Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, Iowa, for Iowa and Iowa State in the battle for the Cy-Hawk Trophy. The road team has won the last five in this series. Cyclones quarterback Rocco Beck hasn't thrown an interception in his last 84 attempts, but their in-state rival is a whole different animal. Having said that, Iowa didn't have to work very hard in their 34-7 win against overmatched Albany last Saturday in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes passed for only 48 yards, but they rode the legs of Xavier Williams in his 111 rushing yards and a touchdown. This will be a defensive-oriented game with the visitors holding serve. Iowa plus 3.5. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.